Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with the Top Third Ag Marketing Closing Grain Comments for Friday, March 11th. Another volatile week in the grains and soybeans. We had corn finishing higher on the day in May and December, but May lower on the week, December higher on the week. We had wheat finishing higher on the day, Chicago, Kansas City, and Minneapolis, but all three lower on the week. And we had beans finishing lower on the day, but higher on the week. So again, a mixed bag, a lot of volatility overnight caused by a statement by Vladimir Putin that they may have been making some progress on the talks. That had the markets sell off overnight, only to have the markets rally back during the day and finish up near the higher end of the ranges there. Maybe the actual activity on the ground in Ukraine contradicting what was in that report. So let's take a look at corn. May finished up 6¾ cents, 7.62½. That's down 8¼ on the week. December finished up 3½ cents at 6.55¼, put in a new high trade at 6.56¼, and that is a new high close. We were up 25¾ cents on the week. Funds long about 360,000 contracts coming into this week. We'll have to see when those numbers are updated later this afternoon. And USDA did announce a sale of 128,000 corn to unknown. Sales for this time of the year running well ahead of normal pace. Weather, there's some decent rains in Brazil coming in a week or so outlook. And a big question here moving forward now, reports that possibly 20 to 30% of Ukrainian corn will not get planted. So we've got the decline in production out of the Ukraine. We've got the heavy demand. And even with improving weather here, we're seeing the markets rally. We'll have to keep an eye on that. Taking a look at the wheat, we had Chicago May finish up 19½, 11.06½, but down over a dollar, about a dollar two on the week. We did finish 60 cents off earlier lows. Kansas City May up 23½ on the day, finishing at 10.89¼, down a buck and a quarter on the week, and we finished the day about 55 cents off earlier lows. Minneapolis spring wheat finished up 15¼ at 10.70¼. And that was down about 77 cents on the week. Funds came into this week short about 8,000 in Chicago, long about 36,000 in Kansas City. And we know as the week continued here, we're not sure if they were more shorts coming back into the market on the way down. We'll get those reports later this afternoon. Taking a look at beans, May finished down 10¼ at 16.76, but up 15½ on the week. November finished down 1¼ at 14.91, but up 41 cents on the week. USDA reported 264,000 beans to China this morning, heavy demand coming out of China, and we've got the sales for this time of year running at near record or at record pace. So the demand is really good out there. Again, it appears China is stocking up on all types of commodities in recent months. Funds came in this week long about 165,000 contracts. We will see what happens as that report is released later this afternoon. Stocks right now up about 20-25 points. The Dow futures almost 400 points off of the overnight high. So as Putin released that information that they may have been making progress, the grains broke, but the stock market rallied. And as things may have changed on the ground, the reverse happened. And so stocks sold off as the grains rallied. Dollar finishing the day are right now trading up 63 ticks at 99.14. We've got crude oil right now trading up 3.21 a barrel, 109.27. We've had a $0.06 range, or $6 a barrel range, rather, in the crude. That's about all I have for this afternoon. We'll have to keep an eye on the developments in Ukraine over the weekend and see what happens on Sunday night's trade. I would expect the volatility to continue. If you'd like to give us a call, if you have any questions, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.